Welcome into An Acquired Taste, a podcast about tech, startups, venture, and whatever else we feel like talking about. I created this podcast because I'm too lazy to write a blog that no one reads. Instead, here's a podcast that no one listens to. I want to talk today a little bit about startups and business development, specifically around why startups' business development fails or tends to fail, I guess is the best way to say it. And it kind of is in four buckets, and I'll go through each one of those buckets individually, but let's just start from the top. First, mistake, wait way too long to start selling or to go to market with whatever your product and service is. The feedback that you get from those early customer conversations is incredibly important. As a matter of fact, it's probably your best bet to find product market fit, because there's incredible power in the no's. When somebody tells you no, can't do this, won't buy it, don't trust you, you know, you're too new, too risky, whatever the case may be, they're going to give you no's. And if you handle that appropriately, you can ask them a question. Okay, well, help me understand that no. That feedback, especially early, very, very valuable. But if you wait too long to start that process, you're just delaying the inevitable, and you're delaying that feedback loop, which can be incredibly important as you're making decisions, and frankly speaking, as you're burning cash. The other one that happens is building one-off solutions for customers. You're so eager to get that first sale, or you're so eager to get that first big sale, that you start promising feature sets or implementation or other things that you frankly can't deliver. It's just not in your DNA. You don't have that ability. And so you start writing custom code, you start engineering solutions, you start doing all of these things. And then what you realize is, I've just created basically a bespoke product for one customer that may or may not translate or may or may not be valuable to anybody else. That's a big problem, especially early on when you are just starting out. The wrong target customers for what you're trying to sell or what your product is at this time. So think about that. That evolves over time. Your customer base today may not be your customer base tomorrow. That's just a natural evolution of more feature sets, product market fit, the iteration process, the feedback loop around your product, around your service, all of those things. But ultimately, the real hazard is when you stay committed to targeting the wrong customers for an extended period of time. So be aware of that and make sure that you're not trying to shove square pegs into round holes. And then probably the one I see most often, there's just too little top of the funnel. So if you think about a funnel and you think about it shaped kind of like a funnel, I'll do it in front of the mic so you can see it. At the top of the funnel, right up here, is all of your outreach, right? So it's your emails, your phone calls, your hey, I'd like to get time on your calendar, whatever your approach is. And then there just isn't enough of that. You know, 20 of those a month is not nearly enough, right? 500 of those a month, maybe, right? But 20 is certainly not enough. So that's something you got to think about, just raw activity. You give up too early on different approaches. So think about from the standpoint of, I tried this, it didn't work, I quit. Right? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to do something different. That's not helpful either. And you got to be careful about that. And then lastly, people running strategies in series versus parallel. So in other words, I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to try it for 2 months. And then if that doesn't work, I'm going to try something different. Well, that's not necessarily helpful either. So if you said, well, I'm going to test A and B simultaneously, same customer base, but I'm going to try this approach and this approach in kind of segments and test them against each other, I think that's helpful. Now, key point, don't run 5 parallel strategies, because then it's going to be really hard to track and figure out what exactly worked and what didn't. So some early things to think about, or some things to think about early in your development of your revenue generation, of your business development, however you want to think about this, those are four places where you might not quite get it right, and something to be aware of. Try to nail these things, at least be cognizant of them, work around them, and I think you'll have more success. Thanks very much. Look forward to your comments below. Tell me where I'm wrong. I'm wrong all the time. Always learning from you guys. Thanks very much.